Caffeine's a product of biosynthesis in plants. It's actually called trimethylxanthine.
You call it a drug. Is it addictive?
Caffeine is addictive, and it targets all the same pathways and circuits in the brain that are targeted by more severe addictive drugs of abuse. So it is clearly a drug that can be addictive and one can become dependent on. And if one stops taking it, once one is used to taking it, it's possible that you can go through withdrawal.
This depends, though, on how much of it you consume, I guess.
Well, I think it probably varies from one person to another. A standard amount that people consume a day is perhaps 2 cups of coffee, and that's about 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Are there benefits, though, to consuming caffeine?
Caffeine has a number of effects. It's a vasoconstrictor, and it targets the circulatory system. It also targets the brain, as I mentioned earlier, and causes us to be more aroused, more vigilant, more alert.
But how can it work against us?
Well, if you take too much, you can have tremors. You can have anxiety, difficulty concentrating. And so there's a point at which people don't want to take any more caffeine.
But of course, if you try to stop consuming it, then aren't we in for headaches or something?
One of the side effects is headaches. It can also cause more severe side effects like a sort of depression-like symptoms where it's hard to have energy. It's hard to make a transition from rest to activity. And you can just generally have difficulty functioning if you're going through severe withdrawals. And that lasts about 9 days.
If you go without sleep or a lack too little sleep, you begin to build up what they call sleep debt. I've read that with caffeine, it can take a few hours for it to process out of your body. If you consume too much or you do it daily or whatever, do you build up sort of a caffeine debt?
What we think sleep debt is a buildup of a building block of an energy molecule in the body, ATP. And one of its building block is adenosine. As we go through our wakeful day, we build up adenosine. And then adenosine at some point gets to be very high levels and it binds to adenosine receptors. There's a couple of these receptors. And that is thought to allow us to make the transition from being awake to sleep. What caffeine does is it blocks those adenosine receptors and prevents adenosine from binding them. So we have difficulty making this transition from wakefulness to sleep. And also we stay more alert, which is another function of adenosine, is to kind of lower the volume and tone everything down. So do we build up a caffeine debt? And does it take time to clear it out? It takes about 6 hours for the body to clear out caffeine. And so if you drink coffee at 3 in the afternoon, there's a good chance you could have difficulty falling asleep at night. So that's why most of us drink coffee in the morning, but we tend to resist it after lunch.
You're a neuroscientist. Why are you concerned with the subject of caffeine?
One of the things that I'm most fascinated by is how synapses are able to respond to environmental experiences, and these synapses make up your circuitry, and it basically serves as the method by which events are recorded, and we're able to learn things that happen and then recall them. Caffeine facilitates that process. It increases the activity of neurons, and it can facilitate learning.